The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. The Bay of Pigs is one of the darkest episodes of Cuban American history, but that failed 1961 attempt by Cuban exiles to overthrow Fidel Castro had another dark result. Some of its resentful veterans came back to the U.S. to form a violent Cuban American mafia called the Corporation. Journalist and author T.J. English chronicles that organized crime saga in his new book, The Corporation, an epic story of the Cuban American underworld. English presents the book in Little Havana tonight. I spoke with him about this more sinister side of the Cuban exile story. TJ, thanks for talking with us.
It's my pleasure.
The book's main character is Jose Miguel Battle, El Padrino, the Godfather. Before Castro's revolution, he was a Cuban vice cop who watched organized crime up close in 1950s Havana. Then, as an exile, he fought at the Bay of Pigs and was taken prisoner. How did all these experiences make him a mob boss when he returned to the U.S.?
Battle was more than just an observer. As a vice cop, he was the bag man for the mob in Havana. He delivered money from the skim of the casinos to the presidential palace. He made relationships in Havana for what he was to do in the United States. As for the Bay of Pigs, the humiliation and also incarceration in Cuba is the key to understand Jose Miguel Battle and those who formed the corporation with him. This psychological need for revenge is right at the core of this criminal enterprise.
You also suggest the corporation had links to the CIA and the U.S. government.
Well, the 2506 Brigade that were at the Bay of Pigs invaders were CIA trained. And after they got out of prison from Cuba, many of them, including Jose Miguel Battle, joined the U.S. Army and continued their CIA connections. I think part of the reason the corporation formed was that Battle believed that they would be part of the anti-Castro movement. That, yes, it was a criminal enterprise to raise money for gangsters, but also to finance covert operations on behalf of the militant exile movement.
Battle formed a Cuban-American syndicate stretching from New York to Miami. Its cash cow was Bolita, an illegal lottery racket. How did Battle's group become so rich and powerful, on par in many ways with the New York Mafia?
Yes. Well, he did it by partnering with the New York Mafia. Also, Battle was an example of a mob boss getting his hands dirty and getting involved. One anecdote was Ernestico Torres, who was a member of the organization, turns against the organization, and something needs to be done about him. He needs to be eliminated. So, seizing upon his legend as a war hero in the Bay of Pigs invasion, Battle decides to take matters into his own hands and goes down to Miami, to Opa-locka. Battle puts the gun to Ernesto's head and shoots him right between the eyes.
Yet Battle kept the corporation away from the cocaine cowboy scene that plagued South Florida in the 1980s. Why?
Well, that's fascinating. Battle was an old school gangster. In fact, he put out an edict in his organization to not be involved in cocaine. But once he made the personal move to Miami from Union City, New Jersey to live in 1985, he did get involved in the cocaine business. You could not be a racketeer operating in Miami in the 1980s and 90s and not have some connection to the cocaine business.
Tell us about David Shanks and his crusade to bring down El Padrino.
You know, there have been many cops who were not able to make any headway against the corporation. David Shanks was a Miami cop whose specialty was vice, gambling, rackets. Shanks had something in common with Battle, and that was persistence. He saw that this was a potential racketeering case, a RICO case, where you make a federal case against an organization, not just an individual. So Shanks was the driving force in the prosecution of the corporation, and he stuck on this case. He stayed with it.
Thanks again, TJ.
Thank you.
T.J. English will discuss his new book, The Corporation, tonight at 7 p.m. at the Cuba Ocho Center in Little Havana. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.